It's that time now for Q&A, question and answers about prophecy. This is a special segment of the program that I enjoy so very much, and joining me this time to answer your question is going to be the Reverend Menno Kalashir. Well, I'm not sure if he's reverend or not, but he is a pastor in the city of Jerusalem. He's an Israeli Jewish background, came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior as a young person, and now building a great church, Kehilah Jerusalem, located in the city of Jerusalem. Menno, it's a joy to have you along my side with us and to be our broadcast partner for today.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Let me look here and see. I've got this email. We printed it out. I'm not looking directly at my computer. I have a printout from the computer, an email that came into our website. And let me read it, Menno, and then I'll touch base with the questions. And then if you'll help us answer these questions, our listeners will be very well pleased, I'm sure. Here's the letter that, or the email that comes to us from our listeners. Said, I was listening to Jimmy DeYoung on Songtime USA on WBCI yesterday, and he was talking with a Rabbi Chaim Richman. As I was listening to the rabbi speak about the Jewish feast, a question came to my mind, because he has obviously studied the Torah in depth and is an intelligent man. And then he gives Menno a list of questions. Let me just go through them with you. First question, he says, what does the rabbi or practicing Jews think about Jesus? So there's the first one. You've had the opportunity to be with practicing Jews, have opportunity to witness to them. You live among them. Just tell our listeners, if you will, what does a rabbi or a practicing Jew think about Jesus Christ?
Well, the issue is really divided into two sections. First of all, you have to understand that in Judaism, Jews do not believe that Jesus is God, period. They do not believe that God took flesh and came to live among people. They do not believe in something like that. Since they come out of that view, so how will they see Jesus? I'm holding in my hand, I just received a copy last week, literature about Jesus Christ in the Talmud, Midrash, and Zohar. In other words, Jesus Christ's quotations in rabbinical writings, early rabbinical writings. And I'm going to tell you a few ideas about it, and I just want to say one thing before. Please do not promote hatred or something like that. People write things like that about Jesus out of not knowing. And our attitude is supposed to be to pray and try more to evangelize with a lot of love. And this is the way Jesus is looked in the rabbinical writing, and that's what people think he is. They think that he was a special man, but he brought the people of, he brought the Jews into a mistake. Let's put that way, in other words, a false teacher. If you check the literature, the ancient rabbis believed that Jesus is a bastard. That means Mary was raped by a Roman soldier, and therefore they see Jesus as a bastard. Another thing that they write about his destiny, Jesus is going to be eternally in hell in a pool of boiling dirt. This is the writing about Jesus and his end.
You know, what else? Here's another part of the question. What else would Jesus have had to do to convince them that he indeed was the Messiah prophesied by so many texts in the Old Testament?
You have to understand that when Jesus came, the oral law was, let's say, the tradition of the elders was already very well established for more than 400 years. So, in a sense, for Jesus to come and convince them that he's the Messiah, listen very carefully, he would have to play according to their flute. That means he will have to behave and according to the tradition of the elders, not according to the word of God, his own word, but according to the tradition of the elders, the way they, the people, understood the Bible and not God. In other words, God's supposed to come and change his own doctrine in order that people will receive him. Or to see it another way, God came down and people are above him instead of he will be above them.
Very, very interesting insight. Our listener has this part of the question as well. He's thinking about Acts chapter 5 when he asked the question, and he said, how would the Jewish people react at the statement made by Gamaliel, a member of the Sanhedrin, when he said that if they, the Christians, fail, then their actions are of men. But if they succeed, the actions are of God. How would a Jewish person today respond to that?
Well, today the issue is as follows. I mean, today it's really hard because we are after 2,000 years of history, and so many bad things have been done in the name of Christianity, in the name of Jesus, that people today don't have much patience, let's put it that way. When people in Israel think about Christians, they think about all the awful things that the Nazis have done, the Inquisition, the Crusaders, everything for them, which is cross, it's Christianity, and that's the Christians. So today to come and ask it, it doesn't go together. People today are full of hatred of what was done in the name of Christ in the last 2,000 years. The issue is how, if you want to think how people in the time of Gamaliel thought. Don't forget that the believers' church grew pretty rapidly in that time. If it would be only a matter of a small club of 50 people that does not grow, you can simply ignore them. But like in the Acts 2, 3,000 people were baptized in one day. You cannot ignore such a growth about the believers, and therefore they needed to act. They didn't want to see many Jews who fall astray from their point of view.
Let me ask you a couple of other questions related to our listeners' questions, but some that I just thought up. In essence, what the Jew thinks about Jesus Christ today make it more difficult to reach a Jew for Jesus Christ?
Yes, I mean, today when we come to speak with Jews, if the Holy Spirit will not do the job, forget it. You're wasting your time.
Do you have any statements that you make? Do you have any approach that you take to get around this difficulty when you're witness to Jewish people?
I'll tell you up front, Jimmy. Once I thought I will come to a rabbi with a verses, and how can he fight against Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 and 27, that says Messiah was cut off and then the temple was destroyed. So who is the Messiah? And I thought I'm going to come to explode him with verses. And this person looked at me, kind of a neglect look. And he didn't need these verses. He just needed to ask me, what is the way Christians live? Then you go to another person and speak about how the way Christians live, and all he wants is verses to make sure to see what the Bible says, and he will go accordingly. What I want to say in that is, I was failing when I just thought there is one formula, you just come and say these words, and that's it. I've learned in my life that before I come to speak with a person, I pray a lot, and really let him speak a little bit before. Let me see the person, what he's talking about, which fields are more interest for him, and according to the way he will choose, I'll have God to guide me and to answer on things that he's really willing to hear, things that he's really to absorb and really to receive.
And that answer works for both Christians to work against and work over the problems that may be a part of the package that Jewish people bring to the conversation together, as well as Gentiles. Well, that's Menno Kalischer. He's a pastor of Kehilat Yerushalayim in the city of Jerusalem, a church that's on fire winning people, both Gentiles and Jews, to Jesus Christ. He's our broadcast partner today here on Prophetic Perspective in the section we call Q&A, question and answer. But if you have a question, you'd like to get an answer to it. If it pertains to prophecy, we'd like to hear from you, and we'll endeavor to take God's word or contact an individual, like we did with Menno, that can give us insight into the particular question you may have.